podium, whatever you call it, thing, pulpit. Come on. This thing is like 150 pounds, and that might be a slight exaggeration, but it is surprisingly heavier than it looks like. So I love. What have I missed out? I've missed the last 2 weeks. So Kevin and Lisa, I missed both of their messages. Who is here? How were they? Were they pretty good? Yeah? Awesome. I want to hear real quick. What was Kevin's message last week about? I Heart Omaha. Awesome. What about it? Is what? There you go. Awesome. Yes. Awesome. I love it. Lisa preached the week before. What did Lisa hit on? Seasons and what? Wrestling with God. There you go. Come on. What else? What about wrestling with God? Tell me. I got to listen to the message. I actually have not done that yet, but I'm going to. Boom. That is so good. Lisa, I'm like getting convicted right now. She said, you're not going to hurt God's feelings. He can handle it. I always say, God's not intimidated by your sin. He's not intimidated by your struggles. I love that. That's awesome. So this summer, I love that we are hearing from different voices. We're hearing from different people in the ministry, different leaders. And this week is the same thing. We got someone else that's coming up. And so this person, I'm excited. I personally mentor this person. And I love mentoring is a very intentional thing. And I have had tons of people that have said, hey, I'd like to mentor you, or me come up and say, hey, I'd like to mentor you. And there's no intentionality on one side or either side. And so it fizzles out. And it'll be like, hey, when can we get together? And it never ends up happening. And this did not happen with JD. JD was like, hey, I want to meet. I want to do this. I got this to go over. I really want to hear it in. And so I know JD. I know his heart. I want you guys to listen to what he has to say. He has some awesome things to speak about, and it comes from the right heart. So please give a massive hand to JD.
What's up, guys? Junior high. You guys can learn from this. Like, we should start standing for our speakers, right? Yeah. All right. So, thank you, Pastor Drew, for the wonderful shout out. That guy has been a great mentor. I've learned a lot from him. So I don't think you guys are ready for this. So I want you to look to your left and be like, are you ready for this? Look to your right, say the same thing. All right. I think we're all pretty ready now. I don't know. All right. Okay. So today I want to talk about some things I've learned in my time as a Christian. Pastor Jason kind of was like, hey, I just want you to go up there and like say some things that like have really stuck out to you, or like really big things you've learned about like as your time as a Christian. So some of the things I'm going to talk about are really hard lessons I've learned, or like some of the biggest things I've learned so far. And I'm hoping you guys can learn from it too. So what I'm going to talk about today is the wide gate versus the narrow gate. So if you could pull up Matthew 7, 13 through 14, I'm going to pray. God, I just pray, Lord, that you bless this message, God. This is all about you. I just pray, Lord, that you speak through me, God. I pray, Lord, that you open up ears and hearts right now to hear, God. I pray, Lord, that everybody would have something to take away from this, God, and that you just move in this time, God. Bless this time in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. There's a lot of people in here. Like, I'm used to speaking to junior high, and it's like these two, but now I got, like, all this. So I gotta like, look around more. This is weird. All right. But so Matthew 7, 13 through 14. Get out your Bibles if you have a Bible today. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So I want to start by talking about the wide gate. The wide gate is very broad and many people enter through it. This path, a lot of people take it in the world. And you might be like, why would you take that path if it leads to destruction? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's easy And a lot of people don't know how it's going to end. It's really easy, and a lot of people don't know how it's going to end. So a lot of things in this world are geared towards being really easy. Like all the inventions, like everybody's trying to make their life easier. And on the wide path, like nothing really matters. Like you can sin as much as you want. Like you can do whatever you want. You can live whatever kind of lifestyle you want. And also, a lot of people have gone down the wide path, and it's really easy to follow them. So I'm talking like celebrities or like on TV. Like you watch people all the time on TV. Like they'll do things, and you're like, oh, that's all right, because I'd see them on doing it on TV. That means I can do it, right? And so like people all the time can follow people down this wide path because there's so many people that have gone before them and have set that example. It's really easy to follow them. So on this path, you can hang out with whoever you want. You can do whatever you want. But like the scripture says, this leads to destruction. If you live this life, it will lead to destruction and the eternal torture of your soul. I mean, it might sound nice, but in the end, eternal, like you get this like destruction. So I've heard a lot of people in my life say, I don't care where I go after this life. Like, I just want to have fun. In high school, I had a lot of friends that like actually turned away from God because they were like, I would rather just have fun and not worry about anything. And I mean, like even my roommate, like he brings his friends over the time and I'll be talking to them and they'll be like, I don't really care what happens to me when I die because I just want to live it up and not worry about what happens, you know? And those people absolutely break my heart. Like those people that really just don't care what happens after they die, I feel for them so much. Like, so what if you want to have fun? 80 years of this life, that's like, I think that's around like the average lifespan for an American. 80 years of life compared to eternity, it's just a second. Like a second of fun, and then you burn in hell forever. Like that is so straightforward, but like I have to be straightforward, guys. That's how it is. So the Bible often described like hell as a darkness with like weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I thought about like making that gnashing of teeth noise for you guys, but it just makes you cringe just thinking about it. So I think you're already feeling it. I want to say a quote, and if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. This life only matters because it determines where you and those around you are going to spend the next life. This life only matters because it determines where you and those around you are going to spend the next life. So as Christians, I mean, just as a person in general, all the time, the decisions you make are influencing your eternity and those around you. So pretty much everything you do is going to affect your next life. Like if you're reading your Bible, if you're actually making God a priority, if you're praying to God, that is sowing into your future in heaven. But also, if you're starting, if you're like just focusing on worldly things and just focusing on things that just matter in this life, that is also affecting your eternity because those things don't last. And so if that's your focus, then that's what you're going to build your life towards and it's just going to disappear. But if your focus is on eternity, that's what you're affecting. Also, you affect people around you all the time. Like I can say, for example, like as a leader, I know that I have a big influence. Every leader knows they have a big influence. We have to be aware of that. And you guys in your schools as Christians are a huge influence. People look to Christians all the time and they're like, oh, that's how I'm supposed to react to this. Or, oh, that's what people that like have a level head do, you know? You're always affecting people and you're always going to be influencing people. So now I want to talk about the narrow gate. This gate is really hard to get through, guys. Like I'm not like you can't like in the wide gate, like you can just go ahead and skip through that. But the narrow gate, like you actually have to try. And I know like some of you are like, oh my gosh, like I have to try, like I'm backing up. Like, but guys, you have to actually try. Like it's not easy. So Matthew 7:14 says, small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and there are few who find it. And that's like, that's tragic. Like there's few who find it, but it's small and narrow. And already that's like, oh man, like that's a lot of effort, you know? So to walk on this life, to walk in this path and live this life, you might have to leave some things behind, you know? When I felt the call of God on my life, I had to leave behind my best friend of 4 years and pretty much one of my only friends at the time. So I was new in Omaha and I was a small town kid and like I did not get along well with you big city folk. Like I was like, you guys are so weird. I can't even understand you. And so I basically only had like a couple friends and they were from my hometown. There was only like 1,000 people. So like, but anyway, so this was like one of my only friends at the time. And as I started getting closer and closer to God, I kind of like felt myself being distanced from this friend. And it's because I was so dependent on this friend. And for me, like, I was so dependent on people at the time. And so I felt like God was like bringing me away from this friend. And I'm not saying that as a Christian, you can't have non-Christian friends. But for me, like, I was so dependent on people that I had to give this person up. Because for me, I was so dependent that I started following this person. And I was willing. I was so dependent emotionally on people. Like, I needed such fulfillment from them that I was willing to follow this person all the way to destruction as long as I could be around them. I was willing to follow that person all the way to destruction. And here's God over here. And God is saying, I need you to follow me. I need you to follow me. And this person kept pulling me back. And I was like, well, I'm so dependent on people, I'll follow you to destruction because I don't care. But as I got closer to God, I felt myself being distanced. And that's the power of God. That's the power of God in your life. And like, God helped me to not be dependent on people. But while I was so dependent on people, I couldn't handle that. And some of you might be like, well, I have non-Christian friends. Are you telling me to give them up? No. But for me, like, I was so young in my faith. Like, I was like a little baby in my faith. I couldn't handle it, you know? And so I had to give that up in order to follow God because I could not follow God and that person. So for me, I had to give them up. So God helped me to stop leaning on people, but that was really hard. Like, that was really hard to be like, you know what, God? I will be 100% dependent on you. Like, I will give up my dependence on people and decide that I will get all my fulfillment from you. That's hard. That's hard. But after I gave that up, God kind of regave it back to me. And now, like, I love to serve people, but that has to be in a godly way. Like, if it's in an unhealthy way, I'll follow this person wherever they go, you know? But if it's a healthy way, then I could serve them and try to help them from over here where God is. And I could be like, hey, over here, this is the correct way to go. You know, I can kind of call them this way. But if I myself am over here, I can't help them. I can't bring them to salvation. So that was really hard. But through that, God taught me so much. And my relationship with God is so healthy because I depend on him and not on people. So I'll be really honest with you guys. Every one of you in here is going to struggle with walking down the narrow path. Like, I know, like, a lot of you have been Christians, like, your whole life. But, like, it's not easy. Like, it's really hard. So, like, no matter what, when you're walking down the narrow path, things are going to try to pull you back. Things are going to try to pull you away from the narrow path. So Luke 9:62 says, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. This verse means that once you start living for God, you have to be all in. You have to have your eyes fixed on God and not on what's over here. So let me just illustrate this for you. So back in the day, I'm talking like way back. So when they had like a two-hand plow, like it's wooden and it has like a metal disc on it. And like when you're plowing rows, they have to be really straight so that there's space between. So when you're harvesting the crops, like it helps you. Okay, but you have to keep it really straight for planting the crops. And you have to have both hands on the plow, and you have to be fixed forward to keep it in a straight line. Because as soon as you start to look back, you start to drift off. As soon as you start to look back, you start to drift off, and that line is no longer straight. So here you are, and you are all in for God, and your old life starts to call you back. If you are not fixed on God, you're going to start being like, oh man, well, my friends are partying. I mean, I can't. I mean, I got to be over here. I got to be over here with my friends, you know? And, or you're starting to look back and your friends are cussing all the time. And you're like, man, I know I need to not do that, but cussing looks pretty good, you know? And so you start to come back over here, right? And I'm like, this is a big deal. As a Christian, you need to be all in, right? Or you're going to start looking back and you're going to start getting off that narrow path. The path is narrow, guys. The path is narrow. And to stay on it, you got to look forward. For me, this was really hard. My family is not saved. And that was a big struggle for me because here I am trying to live my Christian life. And every time I hung out with my family, they'd be over here and they'd be living a worldly lifestyle. And that's not against my family. Like, they're not Christians, so I'm not going to critique their lifestyle. But they're living their lifestyle over here, and that starts to affect my mindset, right? And so for me, I have to be all in over here and fixed on God. Or I'm going to start looking back and be like, Even my parents do it. They've told me what right and wrong is all my life. Should I go back? But it was big for me to know that God is bigger than that. And God is bigger than me even following my family. And even gory and like war violence movies, I used to be so big into violence. And I was like, oh yeah, like cut him up. And okay, sorry. But that's like, okay. I used to be really big into violence. But as I started to get closer to God, God took me away from that. And I'm not calling you out. Like, if you like rated R movies that are like really bloody and you can handle it as a Christian, go you. But for me, over here, I had to start getting away from that because that brings me to the mindsets over here. And I'll be honest, like a lot of those movies have like nudity and sex scenes and just like people dying. And I couldn't handle that. And so even things like that, like changing my mindset, even when my friends are like, come on, like let's go see this movie. I have to be like, no, like I know what I can handle and I know where I'm at and I need to stay looking forward. So that was a big thing for me to learn. So for me, I decided that living this life is worth it. And I'm going to trust my Heavenly Father no matter how hard it gets. Even if all of my friends say that the path I'm on is stupid, I'm going to take it. And I'll be real with you guys. Becoming Christian, I lost a lot of friends taking this path. But let me tell you something. God gave me friends that are a billion times better. Like, he gave me, like, all new friends. Like, you guys know who you are in here. Like, you guys are all my friends. But God gave me friends that are way better than the friends I used to have. This path, it might be harder, but I know that I'm going to take it because it's worth it. And it's a really human idea for things to be easy. Like, technology, robots, like, the internet. Like, everything is geared towards being easy. But then we get to Christianity and like we're trying to read our Bible and we're trying to pray and we're like, God, why isn't this easy? Like, why isn't it easy to read my Bible? Why is it so hard? Why can't I just Google the answers? Like, why can't I just like Google like the study guide and get past this? Why can't I just skip this? It's because it's not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be just super easy. Like praying can be easy, but it's not going to be easy to read your Bible at first. Like, there's things that are hard in Christianity, guys, and I need you to understand that. Like, there's things that are going to be hard, and this is how we grow. Like, these tough times are what helps us to grow as Christians. I thank God for every trial I've ever had as a Christian because it helped me grow so much. If I didn't have trials, then I would still be back at where I started off as a Christian because there would be nothing that grew me. There'd be nothing that challenged me. So if you're following something that's easy and doesn't challenge you, then whatever you're following is not helping you reach your full potential. I'll say that again. If you're following something that's easy and doesn't challenge you, then whatever you're following is not helping you to reach your full potential. God is going to challenge you because he wants you to grow as a Christian. He wants you to get tougher. Like, you got to get tougher. Like, I'm thinking like warriors, like when they train, like they got to go through some serious training to be tough, right? Like, imagine if a warrior, like they're just like, oh, we'll go easy on you. And then they went out to battle and they just like got slaughtered. And it's like, what went wrong? We encouraged him. We just kind of kicked him out there. And like, we didn't go hard on him. But guys, there's some things that you gotta go through a toughening process in order to like be like a stronger Christian, right? So I want you guys to know, like, God knows what hard looks like. Like, you might think like, oh, we're getting all the hard stuff down here, but God knows what hard looks like. He has to watch billions of people turn their back on him. Billions of his own creation turn their back on him. He made a perfect garden for Adam and Eve. He had to kick him out. Like, that's hard. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to take the hard path. And if the worship team could come up. Thank you. All right. I know that this path might be hard, but that's the path that I'm going to take. And no matter how many times I fall over, no matter how many times I have to be corrected, this is the path for my life. I don't just want what's easy in this life. I want what's best. I want you guys to write that down. I don't just want what's easy in this life. I want what's best. And I promise you guys, you will persevere on the narrow path, but only if you're willing to do what it takes to walk on that path. All right. If everybody could stand up. All right. So for some of you, this might be hard to hear because, like, you're over here and you're trying to walk on this narrow path, and like things are calling you back, you know, like you're trying to walk on this narrow path, and like old friends or like the comfort zone is over here. But guys, I promise, like, even though this is harder over here, it's way more worth it. It's way more worth it. You do not want to do the easy path and end up in hell, right? Like, you don't want destruction. Like, even though it's so easy right now, you got to take the hard path, because that's like God is calling you there, guys. And if it's really hard, like, you got people all around you to help you, to encourage you, to tell you, like, if you ask me for help, like, I promise I've probably already been through it and I can help you through it. So first off, leaders, if you could come up to the front. All right, so first off, some of you might have never surrendered your life to God and decided to walk on the narrow path, or you might have walked on the wide path your whole life. If you feel like God is calling you right now to start walking on the narrow path that leads to heaven, all you need to do is surrender your life to Jesus. So that's the first one. If you've never walked on the narrow path and you feel God calling you to that narrow path, then that's the first one. Second, maybe you've gone through a rough time walking the narrow path, or maybe you need some help getting on the right track. Maybe you've been distracted away, or you've lost motivation, or maybe you've completely stopped walking on the narrow path. If you feel like you need help wherever you're at, I want you to come up. I'm going to pray, and if anything tonight has spoken to you, or if you need help wherever you're at, guys, as soon as I say amen, I want you to come up. God, I pray, Lord, that every person, God, wherever they're at, God, they need help, God. They need you. And God, I pray, Lord, even the Christians that have been walking a long time, God, I pray, Lord, that they would not feel like they're above getting help. God, I pray, Lord, that they know that they can come forward, God, and get prayed for. And God, I pray for those people, God, that have never walked the narrow path. God, I pray, Lord, call them to this, God. Call them to this, God. Even though it's hard, God, I pray, Lord, they're in your hands, God, and you're going to take care of them. So I pray, Lord, that you bless this, God. Amen. All right, guys, come on up if you need prayer for anything. Guys, if you've been struggling, or if you've been having a hard time, or if you want to get...